The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
And downstairs we go to Jason Doherty, who's waiting very patiently with the great man himself, the coach of the Port Adelaide Football Club, Ken Hinckley. Jace?
Yes, thanks, Kenny. Yes, down at ground level, got the Aaron Williams out on the ground. It's a very nice afternoon here at GMHBA, and great to have Ken Hinckley join us on K-Rock Football again. Ken, welcome back to Geelong. I think a few of the pundits at 0-5 didn't have the confidence that you had. You're going okay and trying to square the ledger this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have much choice, did I, at 0-5? I like that people say, well, what were you going to say? Oh, no, we're going to give up and we're going to roll over and we weren't going to keep trying. So we just kept at it. And, you know, lucky enough, we've been able to turn it around a little bit. We understand, you know, beautiful Geelong day. We've got a big task in front of us today.
You take a bit of confidence out of the fact Fremantle came here a couple of weeks ago and did the business as well?
Yeah, we do. I mean, the last five here, I think they're 2-3 in the last five, so it's not the Geelong that we've probably been used to here, and we hope that continues, but we know that you know, the past history would suggest that you know, they win a lot, probably 80% of their games down here.
Ken, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny, Cass and Nealty up in the K-Rock box. You haven't been here for 5 years. Things have changed a little bit. There's a big gaping hole at the northern end of the ground.
Yeah, there is. And it's a fantastic little stadium now, isn't it? And you can imagine what that's going to be like when they finish it. It's going to be quite a fortress for the Cats faithful. And I look forward to a better ending today than we did 5 years ago. If you remember the game,
yes.
Charlie Dixon out here at half forward flank gets called play on. I think it's the only time in football that I've ever seen it happen, and it happened to us against the Cats.
A bloke called Dangerfield came back to haunt you, didn't he? I think in the last 30 seconds or so.
Yeah, kicked one in the goal square between the legs of a few as well, but, you know, that's footy.
You talk about being 0-5. What's changed in terms of the way you've been playing your footy over the last month, Kenny?
Oh, we've got some fundamentals of our game back, and you know, we're playing with some effort in defence that we perhaps were a little bit off in the early part. But having said that, we led Brisbane by 4 goals at the Gabba. Not many teams are going to do that. And we had 6 players have to need some assistance from our club doctor to get through to the end of that game. So we actually just got belted to the point where we had nothing left. And it would have been a massive win for us, and it could have been the complete opposite. And then we went on to a bit of a disaster roll. But, you know, we lose a showdown by 4 goals up and a kick after the siren. They can happen in showdowns. But we weren't that bad, but we were 0-5.
Kenny, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Just tell us a bit about a player who's not the highest profile player on your team, but he's a local boy to a degree from Koroit, Willem Drew. I thought he actually played quite well when your team was struggling earlier in the year.
Always does. Drew is a great team player. He's the ultimate team care player, and we love him in our team. He's a player that we send him to the jobs when we need him. He's a player that just runs completely for the whole day. And, you know, he brings some defensive intent that not all midfielders bring, I will say honestly. And he's one that does that both ways. He's a real barometer for us in some ways.
Back here, Kenny, do you get a chance to catch up with friends and family, or is it just sort of a strictly business trip?
It was a rushed one, but it took an opportunity to catch up to a couple. My father and mother live down here, so I still got the chance to see them, and they're both quite old. So my dad's been unwell for a little while, so it was nice to go and see him this morning. But outside that, it's pretty busy.
Speaking with Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley on K-Rock Footy, here's his old teammate Mark Neild.
G'day, Kenny.
Neildy, how are you?
Good, mate. Good luck this afternoon. Hey, you mentioned basic fundamentals, and you've tightened a bit up. You mentioned defence. Mate, I'm sure you're aware, when things aren't going well and you're losing, we tend to hear over here everything about it, and then you start winning and we can't find any information about Port Adelaide whatsoever. So I had to do a deep dive. Now, some of those basic fundamentals, the numbers tell us, and so does a little bit of vision, your contested ball stuff has certainly turned around over the last 4 weeks. How do you address that with the group? Do you train it? Do you simply talk about it? Is there personnel change? How's that come about?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything, as you know, mate. I mean, we train it clearly, and everyone trains it, but you can only, in season, you get, what do you get, 2 sessions a week of about 30 minutes. So there's not a lot of training you can actually get out, but you certainly have to train it when you're out of form in that area. I mean, we had some personnel. Ollie comes back after an issue that was a remarkable issue, really, with his heart. And, you know, we got him back, and he's back into some form. That certainly helps us a lot around when it comes to contested ball. We get some, you know, some feet around the ball that are got a bit of speed as well, and that helps us. So there's lots of things that go into it, whether it be aerial, whether it be on the ground. Everyone thinks a contested ball is just two people running at each other. There's so much more. Free kicks, mate. You give away 10 free kicks, and you're down 10 in contested balls, so it can hurt you.
Yeah, it certainly can. The other one, now, this one, mate, I had to go into some heat map work here. Now, it also tells me that it looks as though you started to use the boundary a little bit more. When we hear Ken Hinckley, Port Adelaide, we tend to think about, you know, really express ball movement when you can, the players obviously have a license to work out the risk versus reward. Would it be fair to say you're using the boundary a little bit more? And if that is the case, mate, does that change slightly given the narrowness of the ground you're on?
No, yeah, well, it certainly would if that was your focus. I mean, it's a false economy with us. It's something that I've noticed that people are talking about a bit. It's not an instruction that we've desperately gone after in any way, shape or form, but every team plays the game with a bit of composure when they need to, and I think what sometimes can cloud those numbers. We played a game up in Cairns in the slip and slime, and it was going nowhere. The ball basically lived on the boundary line for the game, and so that can cloud your numbers a little bit. But we don't... Look, you'll see today the brand of football that we'd like to play, hopefully, in a nice day that will at times be a bit safer, but at times, hopefully, we've got the guns out and we're firing bullets at them 100 mile an hour.
Kenny, you got a lot of association with the footy club that you're playing today. I noticed just before you came on air, you were having a really long chat with the skipper at Geelong, Joel Sowell. Was he asking you who might tag him or who's playing?
That's exactly what he asked me before he went away.
Well, what do you chat about with the skipper of the Cats? Obviously, you just never get to cross paths with these guys with the schedules and the way footy works.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that I still maintain some contact with quite a few of the Geelong boys, and Joel's certainly one of them. And you look at the gaps get bigger, you know, they become 3 months, 6 months and whatever, and it does make it a bit more challenging, but you do like to stay in touch with them. You wish them all the best every opportunity other than when they play Port Adelaide, and that'll be the same today. I hope Joel doesn't get near it.
Travis spoke, Ken. How much longer can he go on for? It seems like he could go forever.
Yeah, he's unlimited at the moment. He hasn't got an expiry, I can tell you that much. He's running as fast and as hard as he's ever run. He's such a professional. Again, like Joel, they do everything they do to play the game as well as they can play it. And Trav's, he's got some different strengths to some of the blokes who play in the midfield. He's more of a outside runner, and he's still got his power and his legs. So he's going to go for at least another couple, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Torquay aren't happy about that.
Yeah, he lives in the dream of playing there. He's going to play a game at Torquay at some stage. I can guarantee you that. It's really big for him and his family and his father from there. So, you know, at some stage, they can be very comfortable that he'll still play for them.
Oh, that's good. How do you beat the Cats today, Kenny?
A lot of luck.
Do you have a lot of Cokes too today, Kenny?
A lot of Coke Zeros.
The old Zeros.
I tell you what, they haven't done here at Geelong. You see that thing above me with that
the show
banner that comes out for the coach's box? I'm kneeling on my knees out there to see a highball. So
they do that deliberately, Kenny, so you can't see what's going on.
No, it won't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on for the coaches on game day, to be honest.
Kenny, I know you've got other media commitments that you've got to attend to. We really appreciate Port Adelaide and Lucas and the team making you available to have a chat to us this afternoon. We always love chatting with you on K-Rock Footy, and we'll do it again in about 9 weeks' time when we get the return bout in Saturday Twilight Clash in about round 18.
Always my pleasure for the K-Rock family.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kenny. Ken Hinkley joining us on K-Rock Football as part of Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Gorrell Geelong providing an outstanding motoring experience.
Really, The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.